Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Dirty closets for sterile material, millions of dollars in equipment and supplies unaccounted for. Staff shortages. Those are just some of the more serious problems uncovered in a rapid response investigation of the Washington, D.C. Medical Center by the Veterans Affairs Inspector General. Joining me now with more, IG Michael Missel. Mr. Missel, good to have you back.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here.
You did this as a rapid response. What was it that tipped you off that there might be something here?
We got a tip from a confidential informant that said there could be serious problems at the VA Medical Center in Washington, D.C. We were told they could be far-reaching problems, and we have a rapid response team within our healthcare inspections group that can get on the ground almost immediately, and we thought this was an appropriate use of the rapid response team.
So in this case, they only had to go a few blocks up the street.
From our office, but actually our rapid response team has folks in it from around the country. So we did bring in people who were able to get up to the DC Medical Center very, very quickly.
And tell us what it is you, first of all, let's go through the highlights of what you found, because some pretty shocking circumstances.
Yes, it was extremely disturbing to us what we found. First of all, we found there was no effective inventory system for managing medical equipment or supplies. Meaning, on a daily basis, they didn't always know exactly what they had or what they were going to need for procedures, surgeries, etc. We also found that they had no process if they had equipment or supplies that had been recalled to pull them off the shelves. And we believe that they used recalled supplies in connection with patient care. We also looked at sterile satellite storage areas. We inspected 25 of them and found 18 of them dirty. We also found that since they don't have an inventory system, they have no idea what they have in the hospital or in some of the supply areas. We also found a large warehouse, and I was actually out there yesterday, just packed from floor to ceiling with equipment. Again, they have no idea what they have there. The further problem is they have significant staffing shortages there. So even if they were going to try to fix some of these issues quickly, they just don't have the personnel on staff to do it, and they don't have a process to bring people on board very quickly.
Do you think this is unique to the Washington, D.C. Medical Center? Shouldn't all the medical centers have procedures, standards in place for the ingestion and maintenance and accounting for equipment and supplies?
They absolutely should. We have not seen this in any other medical center, but we're obviously going to look very closely in more than just Washington, D.C.
And which channel of management does this all fall under at a given medical center?
This falls under the Veterans Health Administration. VA is divided into three major administrations: health, benefits, and cemeteries. This falls under the health administration, which is the largest one at VA.
But within a hospital, would it be under like the logistics staff or the is there such a thing, or the medical staff?
Ultimately, it's going to fall under the medical center director. The medical center directors of all the hospitals are responsible for all the activities within a particular hospital or medical center.
All right. So you found all of these. And then what was the reaction of the center executives?
I understand that VA has already taken action. They replaced the medical center director. I saw that they moved quickly to do that. In our report, we also made recommendations for VA to fix these issues as quickly as possible. Our work is continuing, and we'll monitor their progress in fixing these issues.
We're speaking with Michael Missel, the Veterans Affairs Department Inspector General. Is there any evidence that a patient was harmed in some way by these practices?
We're in the process of reviewing that. Certainly, patients were put at unnecessary risk. We know procedures were either postponed or canceled, and our continuing work is going to include looking very closely to see if there was patient harm.
The potential danger then is that perhaps a dirty instrument could end up touching someone, or maybe obsolete or out of date medicines could be administered to them.
That's absolutely correct. Or that necessary procedures were not performed because they didn't have the equipment, or they weren't performed as the way the surgeon would want because they didn't have the necessary equipment.
So you're going to look at this at other VA medical centers. I mean, if there's $150 million in unaccounted for equipment and supplies here, that represents billions of dollars potentially across the country.
That's correct. And again, we were quick to point out we don't know if anything is missing, but rather they don't have an inventory of it, so they couldn't tell us where the equipment was.
This has been going on for some time. It only recently came to your attention, but that must be a concern, too, that people did know about this and there was evidence in clinical procedures of the problems in supply and maintenance.
That's correct. We understand that a number of senior officials at VA were aware at least of some of these issues for some time. Again, that's what we're going to be looking at more closely in our continuing work there. But what was particularly alarming, even the day before this report came out, we got reports that they ran out of compression socks in the operating room. Compression socks are provided to try to avoid blood clots during surgeries, and they perform the surgeries, our understanding is, without the compression socks.
And what do you think motivated this person finally to reach out to the IG?
It's hard to say exactly what the motivation is. It could be that they were frustrated that things were not getting fixed. That's typically one of the reasons people contact us is that things were not getting done by VA, and they reached out to us to try to facilitate a change at the medical center.
Now, you also mentioned that there is a shortage of personnel. They haven't filled positions that are vacant. Do you think they'll maybe try to blame the hiring freeze on that? Because these are could be argued that they're crucial, needed positions, regardless of whether there's a freeze.
These shouldn't be impacted by the hiring freeze. Many of these positions were facing patients, and VA has exempted from the hiring freeze patient-facing positions. They have a problem with the HR department not being able to fill the positions as quickly as possible. And my understanding is, prior to the report being issued, they transferred responsibility for hiring at the Washington Hospital Center to the Baltimore Medical Center, the VA Medical Center in Baltimore. So again, that's going to tax the HR department in Baltimore, which is also responsible for hiring folks in the Baltimore Medical Center.
And what are your key recommendations, and who did you make them to?
We made our recommendations to the Undersecretary for Health at VA. That would be the Chief Medical Officer of VA. And our recommendations were, we've identified these issues, fix them, our work is continuing, and we will evaluate the progress making towards fixing all these issues in our final report.
It sounds like this is something that they really can't fix overnight. I mean, you can clean a closet and you can order supplies, but being able to have a solid system staffed by the right people to track millions and tens of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of materials, you can't just do that overnight.
This is going to take some time to fix. Our hope is that the issues putting patients at unnecessary risk will be resolved as soon as possible, but it's obviously going to be a longer-term project to get everything fixed.
Michael Missel is the Veterans Affairs Department Inspector General. As always, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks so much, Tom.
We'll post a link to his report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, NASA launches a portal to help space nuts, science enthusiasts, and just about everyone else have easy access to its collection of amazing digital images. But first, how Homeland Security plans to play doctor and vaccinate federal networks against cybersecurity threats. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.